This is KNKX News. A new state task force will start looking at changes this month in the way killings and shootings by police are investigated. Rules stemming from Initiative 940 were supposed to make those investigations more independent and transparent, but now state leaders are asking whether law enforcement agencies are following those rules. Katrina Johnson was appointed to the task force by Governor Jay Inslee. She spoke with KNKX's Will James about her ideas for reform. Her path to the task force started with the death of her cousin, Charlena Lyles, who was shot and killed by Seattle police 3 years ago.
From that day, it's just been a constant fight trying to understand and come to terms with what happened. And it just seemed like every door was being closed. And so I jumped on board with a local organization called Not This Time and started working on Initiative 940, which was the first police accountability bill, which included like de-escalation training, mental health training, and completely independent investigation.
What are your feelings about I-940 right now and the way it's played out?
I think that what we discovered was that there are lots of gaps in 940. But 940 wasn't going to be the end all, be all, you know what I mean? It was really just to be able to have something. People are still dying and 940 is law, right? But the difference is the law enforcement officers, they can actually be held accountable for the death of your loved one. The law enforcement officers, in Charlena's case, cannot be held accountable for her death because that law was not in place. We had no police accountability law. So if nothing else changes, that is far better than what our family will ever be able to receive.
You've recently been named to this task force that will explore further changes to the way that deadly force is investigated. Anything that you're coming to the table with right away that you'd like to see?
I am really honing in on completely independent investigations, independent from any sort of kind of law enforcement agency, because we're seeing, even though they're transferring it, say, from Tacoma to Pierce County, there's still, you know, interaction between those two entities, which it doesn't yield a completely independent investigation. But if you take it out of the hands of law enforcement altogether, then we can restore some of the trust with law enforcement and the investigations when police use of deadly force has happened.
Right. One of the ideas I've heard floated is like a state agency or a state body whose whole job is investigating deadly force by police. Is that sort of what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's absolutely what I'm talking about. But we just have to make sure, you know, during this process that we are able to come up with the best thing possible to bring about something completely different for the experience that a lot of families are going through. It's so hard to even put into words what it actually feels like, because it's not even enough that the person has been killed. It's like, you can't get any information. You're stonewalled at every turn. They don't even let you get your loved one's belongings. You don't get to see them. You don't even get a call. Some people don't even get a call knowing that their loved one was killed 2 days later. Some of us found out on Snapchat, pictures of my cousin's dead body, you know, it's so traumatizing. I don't want another person to experience what I experienced. And we are the experts. You know what I mean? We have to support other families because we understand what needs to happen and what needs to change, because we are the ones that are experiencing it.